Blog Talk Radio.
Cure for this.
Don't be scared. I've done this before. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth.
Don't want no money.
Shit's ugly.
Just want your set. Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
Take a bite of me.
Show me your teeth.
Let me see your mean.
Got no direction.
No direction.
I need direction.
Just got my vamp. Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
Take a bite of me, boy.
Show me your teeth.
The truth is sexy.
Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man on my
alright.
Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth.
Tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
Got no salvation.
No salvation. Got no salvation.
Got no religion.
No religion.
My religion is you.
Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
Take a bite of my boy.
Show me your teeth.
I'm a touch.
Got my addiction. Now I love to fix them.
No one's perfect.
Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
But I'm not a bad girl.
Show me your teeth. How?
My religion is you. My religion is you.
Help me, man, now show me your face. 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 Help me, man, now show me your face.
Definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, America. What is going on? How are y'all doing on this Monday? We are back on here. Well, bitch, the first thing I gotta say is Lady Gaga and Elton John tore the building the fuck loose, bitch. Lady Gaga is a new friend of mine. I always thought she was cute, but I'm just getting more light from her. Why? Because she's weird, but she's still talented in the fashion way. That bitch with Elton John on the left of her, bitch, how you doing? And you already know Elton John, pink ate it too. Pink ate it. Yeah, bitch is in the audience crying. But if I had to give the night to anybody, I'm sorry. Elton John is the only lovely old queen that's still living and eating it. She was Mr. Gaga before she even came. If y'all can remember how that bitch used to dress, bringing it in the day. She eats it, bitch. So with her and him, did you catch his earring, bitch? And His glasses was eating it more than hers was, bitch. I said, I'ma fuck both of them hoes up. But go off them two bitches. Even Pink and them, they, to me, that was a night right there. The Pink, and definitely Lady Gaga and Elton John. And just for Elton John to even sing with that hoe, that means she is star right now. She is everywhere, bitch. She's Lady Gaga, bitch. I said, I know that's right. Go off, hoe. Boy George is on probation. Y'all are stupid. So that means he can't come to performance. Boy George was always cute, but he was not actually eating it like that. Boy George's looks was over with, though. But he just gave you fab, androgynous faggot, bitch. Like, yeah. I'm going to hurt the Boy George is in on probation or Elton John is performing at the Grammys. Yes. Elton John is one of the fags that's been around for motherfucking decades, bitch, and eating it. Eating it. Every time you seen that fag, she gave you fashion. She gave you I'm a king of a fag, bitch, and she gave you drama. I love Elton John. He's one of my idols that I definitely love, and I get chills just seeing him because he don't give a fuck about nobody, and he's definitely gonna say yes, I'm gay. Learn it well, but I'm going to still be a man about the situation, and still eat it. He's a country queen, but he's still a man. And Elton John, you have to give it up to her. But bitch, if I have to give anything to Lady Gaga, I'm just saying she's the newest thing right now. Everything is Lady Gaga. And to bring up Lady Gaga, my lover's birthday is actually Wednesday, and he loves Lady Gaga so much. His grandpa is bringing it like Mr. Gaga. So basically, reversing it, schoolboy twisters, any kind of realness, period, can walk it. It's just schoolboy realness, basically, but it's open for the twisters, for the pretty boys or schoolboys to bring her like Mr. Gaga. So y'all seen her just switch it around and bring her like a schoolboy looking like Mr. Gaga for $250. So that should be really, really cute this Wednesday. It's his birthday, and everybody's coming out and supporting him, and then he's going home for the weekend to with his family and friends down there. So that should be real tangy flesh about the situation this Wednesday. In the name of Lady Gaga, we want to see Mr. Gaga for schoolboy realness. And then performance is in all yellow, and that's a little mini grand. And runway is in a big skirt, and that's a mini grand. So this is a mini grand for this Wednesday at Spider's Gaga birthday ball. Because, you know, that's his Kiki house, Spider Gaga. Everybody's a Gaga these days. Oh, yeah, he's overall father, Gaga. Spider, overall father, Gaga. And everyone's just, if I be gagging, I be looking on my space and seeing all the new Gagas from all around the states and shit. I'm like, wow, everybody wants to be a Gaga. But I'm not going to lie. The overall mother, Lady Gaga, the real Lady Gaga, is eating it. So why not be a Gaga, right? Because she is really eating it right now. I'm getting my life. I used to get plucked when he played her music every 18 times a day. But after the performance of Grammy, he could play her songs a little longer because she ate that fuck loop. Okay? She really, really, really ate that. So how is everybody doing this weekend? Chat room, how was everyone's weekend this weekend? How was y'all weekend this weekend? Mine was a little laid back, but I don't know. How many people do this happen to? When you, wow, I shouldn't be okay. I'm fine. Thank you. Mr. Man. Do y'all, like, when y'all get in a cold, how do y'all feel when y'all get in a cold? Do you get a sore throat? Do your back start hurting? You know, everybody, like, have different symptoms when you get in a cold. And I had it wasn't a fierce cold, but my throat was hurting. And why do fucking throats hurt only at nighttime? Like, I wake up in the morning and I'm all right. As soon as, I don't know. This should be soon, though. He's talking about doing another one. But anyway, as soon as, like, 9 o'clock come, it'd be something wrong with, like, my throat. I don't know if it's, I'm hurt to my dick is getting hard. They just talk a lot, everything on in the chat room. I don't even know, is it the weather? Is it, well, what goes on with the throat and the colds? And just last 2 to 3 days, I was gagging in the name of Jerusalem with, like, a sore throat. But in the daytime, I take, you know, a little pill or, like, a Motrin or something. I'd be fine, but in the nighttime, like, right about now, but I took a pill, so I'm all right. But I was having a sore throat, so I think maybe I am coming down with a cold, and they said maybe I needed to drink some hot tea or something. They said talk up. I'm kind of low. I'm sorry. So maybe I need to drink some tea or something because I hate colds. Colds is horrible, and colds do not work in my friction, period. A part of me, colds, I do not like at all. So please. I need to get rid of that. I hate colds. But, yeah, I wonder why that happens, though. Why do, I guess that is just a little symptom saying that, yeah, you're coming down with something, your glands swell up for a minute. So, yeah, your glands swell up for a minute and going crazy or whatever. So, I don't know. But, anyway, enough of that with the colds. By the way, what is going on? You know, I'll say that for later. I'm going to talk about that later. Let's go straight to New York. I got some tea for later if I want to spill it. Let's go straight to New York City to see basically what the mother, the East Coast legendary mother, is doing down there. Let's see, Kelly.
And now, put your hands together for the bass, the real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Hello.
Hello.
What's tea?
Hey, I'm not sleeping on Beyonce. I'm so sorry, but Beyonce did the same move again. She's too talented to keep doing the same shit, honey. Yeah, I don't care if they like the song or not. Do something new.
What's the Gaga?
Did you like Gaga and Elton John's performance?
Yes, I live for Gaga.
Yeah, they ate that, didn't they eat that?
Gaga is the tea.
Are you a Gaga too?
Oh. No, I'm not a Gaga.
Are you in the Kiki House of Gaga?
No, I'm not in the Kiki House of Gaga. I'm the founder of the House of Pink Lady.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not a Gaga.
Around here with so many Gagas going around.
No, we'll leave the Gagas in Atlanta.
No, they're everywhere. They're in Chicago, Atlanta, New York.
Well, we'll leave them over there. No Gagas this way. Yes, honey. But you know, last night was the first time I ever heard Beyonce call Jay-Z her husband.
I know, that's right. Maybe she's moving on up in the world.
Yes, honey. That's her husband, honey. But I love Pink's performance.
Yeah, Pink, yeah, it was so soothing. And people was crying in the audience, too. I seen two people, like, look like they was crying.
I love it. It was everything. Miss Pink turned the fuck out. I love Miss Pink. I loved Miss Beyonce, her performance. I loved her performance. It was really cute. It was cute for her. I loved her outfit more than I loved her performance.
It's
important
to bring up. Why do like when you are Beyonce, you can't take nothing from her because the bitch is bad. I love Beyonce, but when you give somebody spotlight like that, why do they? This is the time, and Beyonce wasn't sleeping on that, but now she's starting to sleep to me, and she's starting to do same thing. You know, they expect you. They waiting to see what you're gonna do. So anytime somebody step on the floor, you should find people, even if you don't know what to do, you find someone to hire to make sure you're doing something new and fresh all the time because that keeps you in the mood. And, you know, that's what I hate with even Janet. She's slapping, too, when it comes to performing on these shows. They do old shit, and I don't understand.
Honey, maybe they're saving the new stuff for something else.
Baby, you need new shit all the time. You just keep inventing and finding new shit.
Hmm. Wasn't any balls in Atlanta this weekend?
No.
Was there any balls any other place besides New York this weekend?
It was a ball. I think it was a ball in, like, the Carolinas somewhere.
Oh, well, where's the girls that went to Alabama, honey? I want to know how was the ball in Alabama. I want to know how was the ball in Alabama. Yeah. I want to know how the ball went in Alabama, honey. The ball here was cute. The ball here was very cute, but, you know, it was a ball in Chicago on Saturday, honey. Mother Toya, call Ed. Mother Toya, call in and give me a report of what happened at the ball in Chicago, honey. I know you out there listening, Mother Toya, Ebony. Call in and give me a report of what happened in Chicago, honey. I need to get the E by E, honey, and who won and who lost. And it was Marco and the D and G ball this weekend, yes. I need to get the T on what happened, honey. Honey, what happened at the ball out there, honey? Oh, shit. Tell Spider, Andre.
Mm-hmm.
Spider listening?
He probably is on his other phone. He in the living room somewhere.
Oh, Spider, well, if you're listening, Jasmine said she's the fucking overall mother of the House of Gaga. She just texted me on the red phone and said she's the overall mother of the House of Gaga.
I know that's right. Overall mother Jasmine Gaga.
Yes, honey. You know, the Gaga's a fab, honey. The Gaga's a fab.
Yeah, he got a lot of fab members in that house, Gaga. That's what I said, and it helps because she's eating it right now, too. So.
Oh, shit. Grand prize, Givashi winner. All the girls came between 10:45 and 11 when it was free to get in, so no coins really paid. Oh, what ball was that? Was that the ball in Chicago? Oh, Missy, that's serious, Missy. The girls made it there between 10:45 and 11 to get in for free?
What ball was that?
I don't know. I'm trying to get the tea, but I just read what they sent me, honey. But I'm trying to get the tea, honey. Oh. Ken Allure and Norman Prodigy went to Alabama. I need to get the girls to give me the tea on what happened in Alabama. I want to find out what happened in the Bamas. Oh, yes, at Marco's Ball in Chicago. All the girls came to the ball between 10:45 and 11. It was free to get in. And that's what top all the girls got there. But what was the Givashi about? We closed. Yeah, what was the Givashi about? Somebody please tell me. Somebody in the chat room said it was about 20 people to pay for the G&D ball. Everybody else got it for free, but it was packed. Oh, shit. Ain't that fierce, Andre?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mistake. Bitch, hold on. Oh, you had to be in your old house for one night only, and the Givashi's won grand prize. You heard me, Andre?
Yeah, hello?
Yes. You
yeah.
heard me?
What you said? No, I didn't hear you.
You the grand prize was you had to be in your own house for one night only. Grand prize went to the house of Givashi.
Oh, okay. Go on.
What? Grand prize Givashi? I know that's right. Oh, they went back to old school Chicago, the girls' game. Oh, work, Givashi? I know that's right. They took it back to 2003 in Chicago. Word. I know, that's right. Well, child, honey, I don't know where should I start at from last night, honey. Because last night was a key, honey. Last night was really a key, Audrey. You should have been here, honey.
Oh, what was going on last night at the ball?
You know, me and legendary father Rodney Malone was supposed to be the team captains this month for the Rumbles for Big Boys and Big Girls Performance. But something happened, so the category had to be scratched, honey. So, you know, Kool-Aid called Rodney out for Legend Statement and Stars, and then she called me out for Legend Statement and Stars, and me and Rodney battled down for about 15 minutes, bitch. I did the old way and everything, got stuck on the floor and everything. It was really cute, and I had so much fun. And you know, this weight that I'm losing, I got so much energy, and I'm feeling light like a feather, bitch, and I'm just dipping so much content, so much graceful, and it's just so cute, honey. The girls came out, and they battled down for legislative stars. It was really cute. The girls was definitely up in the building. The girls came from coast to coast, from state to state. They was in the building. I heard Miss Tempest was in the building. I didn't get to see her. London was in the building. Miss Ricky was in the building. The girls was in the building. Who is ringing my doorbell? What the fuck? Funny. And the girls was in the building. It was really cute. Grand prize. Who won? Okay, grand prize, Femme Queen Rare Dish, Trishae Khan. Grand prize, Butch Queen and Drag's Realness, Imani Mizrahi. Definitely came out and fucked my big daughter Andre came out and fucked female figure performance up. Mistake. She sat a couple of girls down, made it to the last battle. Malaysia won over her by one vote. Grand prize to Malaysia Ebony for female figure performance. Who else won? Grand prize to the icon, James Icon, for taking and winning Thug Realness. Grand prize to the legendary father, Rich Miyake Mugler, for Pretty Boy Realness. I don't know who won Schoolboy Realness. And grand prize to Monet Balenciaga for Butch Realness. And who else? What else happened? Grand prize to Savion Milan, him and his team, for definitely winning All-American Runway. Grand prize to John Meek Ebony for winning the Twister category after three judges chopped him, Miss Thang. And then, you know, Jack has redemption and brought him back. But those same three judges that chopped him, Miss Thang, voted for him, Miss Thang. And so I don't know what was the shade, but, you know, it was a bunch of, no crickety wicked lemons that was on the motherfucking panel. But we'll get into that. We'll get into those crickets later, Miss Thang, because, you know, Miss Pussy came out and she was about to attack the children, honey. But, you know, I had to sit my girls down, Miss Thang, because my girls was ready, honey, to get the girls, honey. And who else won? Grand prize to the Khan for performing, for dramatics, and overall for the cast. Grand prize to Little Mama Milan for Soft and Khan. Who else won what? It was some other things some of the girls walked. I don't remember. Sex Siren is the grand prize to the Sex Siren category. I don't know the boy name, but he used to be a Khan, but now he's a 007. Grand prize to him for that. And I think that was about it, honey. And that was about it. Yeah, sonny. So, you know, the girls was hitting me. Hold on, I think I might have forgot something. The girls was hitting me up. Oh, Schoolboy went to Mike X Icon, Executive Realness. I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's Milan, the Milan child. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but it was the Milan child for Executive Realness, honey. Yes. And grand prize to, I forgot his name, the Lord Child for Best Dress. For the Butch Queens and Brittany 007 for the female figures, but the Lord Child overall for the cash. How you doing?
How are you doing?
Yes. So the children was in the building. The children was definitely in the building, honey. No, I cannot, honey. No, I can't. I can't do multiple things at one time. I'm working, honey. I'm talking to one of the kids on Yahoo right now, and they told me they see I can't multitask, honey. I'm trying to do so many things. I'm trying to talk on Yahoo, talk on the phone, watch the chat room, and do all of this. So, you know, I'm not really into, you know, I can't do six things at one time. I'm not a spider. Honey. Yeah, yes. So I need somebody to call in and give me the tea on what happened in Chicago. I need to know what's the tea, honey. The 411, honey. Yes. Don't forget the girls are definitely going to Baltimore this weekend, honey. How you doing?
That's right. Father's Ball this weekend, Saturday in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm out.
The girls are going, honey. The girls are going away. I hear the ball in Vegas is canceled.
Yeah, they canceled it today because the flight was supposed to have been out, and they said they don't want to give a ball, and the crowd don't come. So,
and they were just saying, I was ready to go, honey. I was ready to be in Vegas, honey. I was ready to get my suite and everything in Palm to Vegas. But
Vegas was cute last year too.
Yes, and I was gonna come. I heard it was cute. I was definitely gonna come. Femme Queen Realness with a twist. Who is Femme Queen Realness with a twist? What the fuck is that?
Oh.
What is Femme Queen Realness with a twist? I never heard of that category before. What? They gotta come out as a Femme Queen and then they twist, they gotta come back as a boy? They say, the girl is a mess, they say. Honey, let me ask you a question. Thank you. Let me ask you a question, Audrey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I sat last night, and this is the shade, right? I sat and I watched three of my kids battle, and I know that when I sit on a judges panel, and I know everybody do this, everybody does it, and I do it myself, so you know, I sit and I'm on the judges panel, and I already know that I'm going to pick my child regardless, you know. But if you already know that you're going to pick your child, aren't you going to pay attention to the other person, but you already know you're going to pick your child regardless of the fact?
That's true, yeah.
So you're going to pay attention to the other person. Well, I sat here and I watched three battles with Ross Miyake Mugler on the judges panel, not paying attention to my children because his house member was battling one of the fucking kids. I was very fucking, I was so upset by this motherfucking situation that I had to get on the microphone and pin him on blast. At first, the first time I paid it and I didn't say nothing. The second time, I sat there with Jack and James Icon, and we sat there and watched him watch these two kids vote down. He never even looked at the Mizrahi. So how are you going to pick and you never even looked at the challenge already? You don't have to read him on the microphone.
A lot of people actually do that, and that's the sad part about it, because when two people voting, any judge that's up there have supposed to be looking at both people at all times. You do not keep looking at one, because subconsciously both of them is voting, so you want to see who's doing better. So you're supposed to look at both of them, regardless if one is in your house or not. Now, if one is in your house and you already know your vote is going there, then you really should be looking at the other person just for later on. For you could say, well, bitch, you know you're in my house. I gave it to you because of that reason. But that child really served you.
And mind you, then you're going to have the nerve to sit there. He's going to have the nerve to sit there a lot and say he was looking at the chat, he was looking at both of them. When me and Jack and James sat there and looked at him the whole time, and he never looked at the chat one time, and got to sit there and lie in my face and tell me he was looking at this motherfucking chat.
But I think that would be hot. If we put everybody on blast that don't look at people, I think it would get better, because then everybody going to start looking at everybody.
Honey, it was a fucking mess, honey. Miss Pussy was going to come out.
Kelly. I can answer this for you, but I want you to answer it. They said, Kelly, if your gay child battled your house of Mizrahi child, which one would you pick? Somebody said that.
I'm going to pick my house child. First of all, all 12 of my gay children already know. All 12 of my gay children already know. When I step in the ballroom, when I pay my $30 or my $20 or $10 or $15, whatever it is, I am not your gay mother. Okay? I am Mother Mizrahi. When we leave the ball, I'm your gay mother. I'm not. When I'm on a judges panel, I'm not your gay mother. I'm Mother Mizrahi. I'm not your gay mother. And they all know that. They all know that already. All my gay children know that. From Ayana to Foxy to Kat. Even my gay kids is in my house. They know that. Honey, how's that not fair? What do you mean that's not fair? I'm not your gay mother when I go into a ball. When you pay your $30.
First of all, if somebody have nerve to sit here and even ask you to sit here and vote for them over Mizrahi, they really being selfish, because at the end of the day, they're going to have a vote from their house on that panel. So you, if you want her vote that much, then you join Mizrahi. Other than that, you stay where you at and you wait for her to not have a Mizrahi there, and then maybe you'll get that vote. How you doing?
No, but I sit down with all my gay kids, from Ronaldo to Foxy to Ayana to Cat Eyes to motherfucking Imani. All my gay children know when I step into a bar and they pay their $30, baby, y'all Malaz, you're Mizrahi, you're in this house, you're in that house, and I'm Mother Mizrahi. They all know that already, baby. Trust me, honey. If it ain't Mizrahi, it's the gay children. Miss Faye,
and
you how
know what,
you
that,
doing?
That brings me back. That brings me back when I used to date Donald. Me and Donald broke up, and I was dating Tip. We was dating for a minute. They walked Realness with a Twist. The last battle, it was both of them. One was a Mizrahi, and one I was dating. It was 3-3, and I was the last vote, and the ballroom lost their mind. Like, it was something. Like, why would they even think twice? Okay, I'm dating Tip, but Tip is a Chanel. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to a Mizrahi because he's a Mizrahi, regardless if we're not dating at that point. And they was like, oh, child, aren't they fierce because he gave it to – no, I'm not fierce. At the end of the day, Donald was a Mizrahi, so he would always get my vote. Because at the end of the day, if Fred is sitting on the panel, Tip will get his vote. And that's how it goes until they make it fair another way in the ballroom scene. But right now, the way it's going, ain't nothing fair.
Honey. Bitch, let me tell you something. Honey, let me tell y'all girls one thing. Honey, bitch. I voted over Mizrahi's mistake. I even chopped Mizrahi. And when Mizrahi comes out and they look fierce, I don't want to chop them before somebody else chopped them. So at the end of the night, I can explain to my child exactly why I chopped them. I chopped Mizrahi at Andre's Ball in Virginia this past weekend they came out. And the girls were like, they Mizrahi. Mistake, they Mizrahi. They got chopped, Mistake, because they did not bring it, bitch. Why? Like, girl, what the fuck, Mistake?
Yeah, and I have no problem with that either. Like, if Kelly's an overseer or overmother for the East Coast or whatever, so if Kelly chopped somebody, the common sense would tell them just, you had a bad day, learn from it, and keep going. But, you know, I don't feel that if you're not no mother or if you're not no mother of a chapter or mother of East Coast or West Coast or something, that you, if you're a regular member, I don't think you should be chopping them as right, period. Why I say that is because let the overseers do that. What gives you the power to sit here and bring us down as one? If we're going to do it, let us do it. And then, because, you know, some members might have shade against other members, but all the big heads is not going to have shade. We already know if we're doing it, we're doing it because they need help. Period.
First of all, Nicki Minaj, honey, I know all my children, honey. And the girls told me when I put up my score in Virginia, there was a Mizrahi. And I already knew there was a Mizrahi because the girls was chanting for them. And the judge that was on the side of me said, they're a Mizrahi. And I said, and so, and to the other person that asked me why didn't I chop Amori for the 10,000, you couldn't get chopped for the 10,000, okay? Bitches, get your facts together. Stop motherfucking writing dumb-ass motherfucking shit, bitch, that don't mean motherfucking shit, bitch, okay?
And for somebody to say why didn't they chop Amori, Amori came in second place. Amori was almost the winner.
Girl. You girls just write shit out your motherfucking ass because you ain't got shit else better than motherfucking do, bitch.
In place and Deshaun was in third place. Yeah.
And I would have been in motherfucking fourth place, bitch, if I would have walked, mistaken. I'd have turned it out. My production would have been nasty, honey. Yes, bitch. But I want to see what, I want to know, is anybody out there from Chicago on the phone line? Press 1. I want to know what happened at the ball in Chicago, honey. If you out there, you was at the ball in Chicago, hit me up. If anybody heard about the ball in Chicago, hit me up and give me some E-my-E on what happened at the balls, honey. Bitch, what the fuck? Conti, why a lot of girls don't walk? I want to know. This is what the girls in the chat room need to call in, honey. I respect Miss Crema Nature. I respect Miss Nicki Minaj, the 11-inch King, you know, and Kurt, and those girls that definitely call in and don't mind, you know, the girls hearing their voice and whatever and shit, bitch. But, like, what the fuck? Why don't you girls call in? Stop writing shit in the chat room. Call in. Get some fucking balls.
Chat room, what do y'all feel that is really, like, completely fucked up with the ballroom scene right now? Just say something that y'all feel that just really is fucked up. I want to see if y'all feel the same way that I feel. Because I feel that, one thing I feel that it's less role models and less chiefs than, whereas more chiefs than Indians, or no, more less Indians than chiefs. There you go.
But you know what I just, you know what I learned? What I learned in the last 2 months of this year The politics is rolling down from the old girls to the young girls in the house. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Honey. Bitch.
Oh, I love that. A lollipop, I love that. I think the boardroom is full of a lot of have-lots that don't have nothing. That don't.
Oh, amen, honey. There's a lot of girls out there, honey, that come to the balls and they act like they're fab, miss thing, and they have this and they have that, miss thing, and they got a pot to piss it on, when's gonna throw it out, bitch, honey.
But you know what, them are the ones that reality need to set in, and you know what, that's what kills me with a lot of people, and them the ones that always want to talk about everybody and read everybody and don't be friends with this one. They're telling me, you know, first of all, I'm 41 years old and I've been in this scene for 22 years. And people still come up to me like, Andre, why are you her girlfriend? Why are you speaking to her? You don't know she's a not. And, you know, that irritates me because, first of all, this person is still human. So by you not speaking to them, you don't even know what you can change with a person just by speaking to somebody. So that kills me when bitches feel like they so fatter than the next bitch that they can't speak or want to read somebody. I'm bug hole.
I love everybody, bitch, honey, bitch, cause, bitch, at
but you know
the end
what
of the day, bitch, everybody starts from some place. Everybody wasn't a motherfucking bitch when they hit the back of that motherfucking floor, bitch.
But you know what's sad? The ones that you read and you say is a knot, half of the times you might need that knot to help you do something before you need anybody else. But then you'll feel stupid at the end of the day because you called that bitch a knot.
Honey, I don't hide shit from any motherfucking body, bitch. Honey, when I came out years ago, mistake, I was a naughty butch queen, mistake. I tried to walk every butch queen category there was, mistake. And it was not working for me for 2 motherfucking years, honey. I pulled that wig out that motherfucking Reebok book bag. I took those motherfucking boy jeans and tied them up on my ass, mistake, and tied that shirt in the back, mistake. And that was the category for me, mistake. Girl.
Yeah. And, Nicki Minaj, there's many a times that I have walked, I thought that I shouldn't have won, and I won. And there's many a times that I've lost, and I thought that I should have won. So it was both for me. But, and I'm the type, period, as many times that I have won, and if I won against a daughter of mine, like I don't want to name a few, but it's a few times I won against a kid of mine, and I just give them some of the money only because, you know, I love them or they are a part of me, so I would definitely give them money too, just because, you know, which a lot of people don't do that, but I feel it, you know, because you never know what person might need anything. Including myself or whatever, just because they're happy and they're smiling or they're out and they're in public, you don't know what their problems is home. You don't. And I've seen this in reality so many times. You just don't know. Somebody could be sitting with thousands of dollars of clothes on and everything and eating it, and they're going home and don't even have a home. They're living with somebody on the floor. You know, there's always stories.
No, to Nicki Minaj, I never walked the ball and thought that the girl shaded me or thought that that I should have won because, bitch, you can have bitches that your girlfriends mistake and they sit up at your house mistake or y'all go out to dinner or y'all go out to drinks or y'all running around and doing this or doing that mistake and you think just because they're on the judge panel they're going to give you your vote, they vote, and it doesn't happen like that, bitch, honey. At all, honey.
But that happened to me for, I didn't even go set a ball because they might take a shade. But that definitely happened to me at one of the big balls, and I walked against, you know, somebody, and I was gagging. If I told you the whole story, but I don't want to bring the whole story because it looked like I'm attacking either the winner or what happened at night. But, yeah, and I was gagging at the judges, and I was gagging. It was just so much that I was like, wow, is it really that serious? But, yeah, when you walk in for money like that, you know, envy comes in all kind of ways because if somebody is judging, you don't know if the person is already close to them. They know they can get some money from that. So, you know, that's a reason to vote for somebody. You know, you might don't, you know, I would never do that, but that's what people do, you know. So, I mean, you got
somebody asked me a question, and I don't know, but maybe somebody else can answer this question because I never have this problem. They want to know why do house members shade other house members from other chapters. They said they think it's crazy. Well, I don't know because I never
I think I could break that down. Well, let me tell you why it's stupid, but let me tell you why I think.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Andre.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, y'all?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm
chilling.
To that question, I think that why they shade other house members, say like very like Atlanta shade, North Carolina or South Carolina. When you more established, meaning Atlanta and New York is the most established places and been in the scene for the longest as Mizrahis, so they get more bigger hitters and winners than other than little states. So subconsciously, I don't know why the fuck they feel like they're fabber, but that's when certain people feel fabber. So when they go to that state, they want to roll their eyes, or unless it's somebody they might want to have, you know, that's in their house, they want to roll their eyes and act like they're better, which is it's the same thing. They just feeling fab for no reason. And first of all, if you're all in one house, I don't know why they feel fab, but that's just ballroom shit.
To that person that asked me that question, I don't know, because even before I became the mother, whatever state I went to, the Mizrahis opened their arms up to me like I was from their state, so I never had that problem. So, but honey, I got some tea from the Chicago Bulls. The girls hit me up and gave the ring. Marco was cheating for her team when the people from her team was getting chopped. She was saying, this is my ball, and I can overturn the chops and bring them the fuck back. It's my ball.
Mm.
Honey. Bitch.
Wow. And you know what? When it's little mini balls and you feel it, first of all, I'm the type, if my members get chopped, I don't really bring them back. But if other members get chopped, I bring them back to let them know. Because I teach my members how to take it, and I tell them if it was shade or whatever, and we'd deal with this at a bigger ball. But if it's something like my mini balls I throw on Wednesday, I don't bring none of my kids back because I want them to learn the hard way instead of, you know. And fuck these the little mini balls, because this is where you grow and you learn. But if somebody else is getting chopped that's not in my house, sometimes I'll bring them back. Because I don't have no reason to not bring them back if I feel a shade. But if I bring a Mizrahi back, they're going to say I'm only bringing them back because he's Mizrahi. So I don't know why he do that. Because that would be complete shade if you bring Herrera's back. Because if they get chopped, regardless if they get chopped, if it's good or bad, just let it go.
Oh, been saying, and she was a Givenchy last night, so she was bringing back the Givenchys. Oh, shit.
Then what's the point of even having a ball if you're just going to keep bringing people back?
Hey, it's not even what's the point of having a ball. What's the point of having a judges panel when you're going to overturn your judges' decisions? It's a fool. The girls do that all the time. Like, bitch, what the fuck you got me up here judging for? If you're going to overturn it, then you're going to bring them fucking back, bitch.
But
so
Kelly,
you can judge your own boy.
I understand what you're coming from, but then you have these icons and legends that they so bitter with life. Not everybody, because some icons and legends I live for. But some of them is so bitter with life, you put them up there and thinking they're going to be fair, and they don't want to do nothing but get back at the bitches because they can't either walk no more or they can't do something no more themselves. So they take it out on the younger generation because they can't. Or don't let it go past. Oh, if I can't fuck you today or tomorrow, that's another reason. Or if I can't get high with you or whatever. You know, it's so many different reasons with these legends and icons, and that's the sad. They taking their weight and they using it the wrong way.
And another thing you young girls out there need to know, Miss Tay, just because you see a bitch on a judges panel, and just because a bitch is a mother or a father or OC of a house, Miss Tay, bitch, and you think that they fucking you and you're going to get their vote, bitch, you're absolutely mistaken, honey. They will fuck you, Miss Tay, and pay you after that, Miss Tay.
And the sad part is, if you can fuck, why would you have to use your status to use that? Fuck and get over it. It's not, there ain't no reason to sit here and lie to somebody and act like you. And do you know what really kills me? Like, people that can't even really make up statuses of, oh, I can make you a legend. They be lying to the young kids, oh, I could do this, I could do that, just to have sex. Is it that serious that you gotta lie to these kids to have sex? And do they believe you? Well, I'm not going to blame them 100%, you 100%. I'm going to blame them for giving you some pussy to be a legend in the ballroom scene, because that's a fool.
You know a thing that I really like back in the day when I think it was the collections ball that Jasmine had when the Mizrahis won Sex Siren as a House. And before the ball started, instead of them having regular judges, they had people from each house pick a judge from their own house that wasn't maybe a legend, that was maybe just a statement or a star or just a regular house member who understood the categories to judge the ball. I thought that was a lot fairer than having just the same regular people on the panel all of the time that's picking the same girls for the same reasons over and over again.
And
I think
that could be fairer too, but at the same time, that's kind of nerve-wracking because then the legends and then the icons want to argue because they're not sitting up there to be fierce and all the rest of that. So, but I do agree. Sometimes you don't need to see the same faces every day. It's like a fool, and including me. You know, it don't stop at me. And you don't need to see the judges, the same judges all the time. But then they don't want to put the new people up there because old people don't want to be judged by new people. So then that's something that you got to get over, too. Like, they be like, I'm not good walking because she only been walking 2 years, and I've been doing this for 10, and she's not judging me. I'll be like, wow.
I will fuck somebody up. Somebody just IM me, and they gave the very... That motherfucking Lido Infinity tells the girls that if they sleep with him, he can make them legends. Laugh out loud.
Okay, well, let me answer these two quick. That was funny. Somebody just asked, what is it? Okay. Andre, do you feel that someone ever slept with you for a status? If they did, they never told me. But, you know, when you are an icon in the scene, you never know why they like you. You never know what reason they like you. So, probably so, you know, but they never just came out because if they did, I probably wouldn't have slept with the hoes, but they ain't going to come out and say, bitch, I'm sleeping with him because, you know, they sleep with you for any kind of reason, but the part I'm saying is people actually tell them, like, bitch, if you have with me, I could get you further, you know, and that's the kiki about it.
And they gave the right, well, hold on, this is another piece of tea from Chicago, and then they gave the right, Ms. Marco said, I'm the mayor of Chicago. I bought Glory, Givenchy, and Mizrahi to this city. And somebody hit me up and gave the right, bitch, but she was never a Mizrahi.
And Butch Queen labels in Atlanta, it ain't really, the labels don't come here too often, so it ain't really walked. And if it is going to come here, the ones that probably would walk is me, myself, Kadon, Mark Milan, Johnny, who else?
Temporary.
There might be a few others I'm missing. Yeah, for the Butch Queens, anyway. It ain't that many people here.
Yes, honey. Butch is a mess, honey.
Some of our lords would definitely come from a different state, but they don't live here, so I didn't bring their names up.
Bitch. Well, do we have any phone calls, honey? What'd you do all weekend, Miss Queen?
I slept and gained like 30 pounds.
Fuck you up, bitch. She slept and gained 30 pounds.
Bitch, how could you sleep and gain 30 pounds? I'm a fucker. Would you sleep for 3 days?
From snacking.
You ate and slept and ate and slept and ate and slept.
And slept some more.
The best thing that has happened to me in all my years, mistake, honey, was getting sugar diabetes, and I can't eat Little Debbie cakes anymore, Miss Day. I'm dropping weight like a bad motherfucking habit, bitch.
Kelly, I would too. You know, if anybody don't know, I have two favorite stores in the world, and y'all going to kiki at the two favorite stores that I have in the world. These are my favorite stores in the world. The first one is the Dollar Tree. I don't know if y'all have the Dollar. Yeah, the Dollar Tree is in New York too, ain't it, Kelly?
We have Family Dollar.
Okay, no, we have a Dollar Tree. Nothing in there is more than a dollar, and they have anything from, like, food to tissue to, like, they just have everything. I love their store. I'm in this store probably really, like, every other day. If not every other day, maybe basically, like, every day or every other day. So I went in there today and actually bought $30 worth for everything, like, everything from junk food to, I just went crazy in the dollar store. Like, I loved it, and the other one is Walmart. I love Walmart. Walmart is just Wally World, that's what I call it. It's just dandy plus. Them is my favorite stores in the world.
I love tipping through Walmart late at night.
Oh, I'm a night person, period. Like, I wouldn't even go Kroger I love too, but I wouldn't go to no store, period, unless it's after 9 or 10. Why? I feel comfortable. No one's in there. I can shop late. I don't have to worry
yeah.
about all these lines, and that's the only time I shop, like, really late.
And they nice to do at night. You going there at night.
I like going to the supermarket early. I need to be in there early so I can get in and out. Oh, and to the person in the chat room that said about my weight, yes, I'm definitely going to keep it off. I love it, Miss Thang. Are y'all getting into my high kick, Miss Thang? She's high, Miss Thang. I went into that dip last night, so soft and graceful, Miss Thang, honey. Yes, I got 160 more to go. How you doing? They said it's about 20 of the Dollar Trees in motherfucking in North Carolina, honey.
Oh no, they got Dollar Trees everywhere. But baby, I have like two of them that's near me, and one is big. One of them is so big, I could go in a Dollar Tree and be in it for like 2 hours, bitch. I have a problem with a Dollar Tree. And you know what? Don't always think since everything's a dollar, you're getting a really discount either. Because some of them items, you know, I get this from my mother. Some of these items, basically, you could buy from another store for 88 cents, and you'd be gagging that they're selling it for an extra 12 cents in the fucking Dollar Tree. But, yeah, sometimes you could just pick up so many things because it's a dollar, you'd be thinking you saving shit, but you ain't really saving nothing. Trust me, you know.
I like to go in there and get the sunflower seeds in that really big bag and the candy.
Oh, you know what? I bought a bag today. I love sunflower seeds. I bought the same big bag out of here today. Yeah. I could eat sunflower seeds all day with a movie in. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Baby. Switchboard, do we have any callers? Is any girls out there, honey? I want to know, honey. I want some girls to call in and give me the 411, honey.
Kelly, where's Miss Whoopi?
Miss Whoopi, honey, she's in the living room watching herself. Miss Whoopi's in the living room right now watching herself on the latex wall where she got sat down.
It's not me.
Where she got sat.
Jason.
Whoopi is in the living room right now watching the latex ball where she got sat down by her new sister, Diva Mizrahi, Devonna Mizrahi.
Oh, shit.
You know
what else I love about Kroger's? Yeah, you know how you, if you could go in there and say, okay, I got $100 to spend, and then you get your Kroger's Plus card because, you know, that brings the value down. So after you shop, and then after everything, like, adds up, it'll come to like $110, and you take, you actually save $22, and it'd be like $90 or something. I get to my life when it calculates and take off the $20. I get to my life. I'll be spending work. I hate that. I'm always on point with my $100. I'd be like, I'm going to spend $100, and I'm not going to go over. They'd be like, Auntie, trust me, you went over today, and I eat it and still be having like $8 left or something.
That's why if you're on a budget, you should never go to the shopping mall or the market and go inside with a cart, because if you go in with a cart, you're going to pick up a whole bunch of stuff, and when you get to the cash register, you're going to have a whole bunch of stuff that you didn't mean to buy, and then you'll be gagging when you get up the cash.
Oh,
yeah, you always go with the amount of money that you know you wanted to spend and nothing else, and sometimes if you have to, go with a list.
No, you know what you don't do? Let me tell you something. This is what you don't do. When I was back in my heydays, and I used to be a master, you know, and my magic. You never go to BJ's with two fat queens. You never go with me, and you don't go with my grandmother, Miss Honey. God rest that lady's soul. We went to motherfucking BJ's, honey, and had four shopping carts that came to $1,500 fucking dollars. Two fat queens and BJ's never works out. How you doing?
Now, I went with Kelly, honey, they don't got shit to do with grandma. I went with Kelly about 2 months, four months ago, and she was spending almost like $1,500 in Weston Beef or where the fuck we was. I don't even remember what store we was in.
Let me tell you girl something, right? When I go to the supermarket, I like to go to the supermarket, and so during the month, I do not have to go nothing but get some more juices and some more bread. I like to have my cabinet stacked, my cereal, my cakes, my freezer stacked, my refrigerator stacked. I don't need anything at all, honey. I don't want to have to go to the store for anything.
Kelly, you shop like the world coming to an end.
Baby girl, when I tell you, girl, I go
to America.
I go to the supermarket, honey, and this is before I had my truck. My cab driver that used to come pick me up to take me back home, He had a Ford Explorer, girl. The back of the Ford Explorer was full, and then the kids had groceries on top of their on their legs in the thing. It took about 4 or 5 trips just to get the groceries upstairs. Girl, when I tell you I had my own factory, this is before I found out I had sugar diabetes. I had my own cake factory, Little Debbie Cake Factory, on top of my refrigerator. Bitch, I used to come here at nighttime, and I'll get ready for the show. This is how I used to get ready for the show. Before the show, I would set my laptop up. I would open up my laptop, get on Yahoo, get all my group messages all lined up. Once that all my group messages was lined up 10 minutes before, I would go in the kitchen. I would get me 5 Little Debbie cakes, and I'll sit them right here. I'll get me a thing of juice, and I'll sit it right here. I have my Kit Kat, my Reese's, my PC, my Reese's PC cups, my 4 Slim Jims, and I will sit it right here, and I have my pack of cigarettes so I can do the radio show.
A fool. And let me tell you how much a fool she really is. I'm the only one that can actually come to New York City, because I live in Atlanta, and she won't argue if I eat anything, because she know I'm going to pay to eat anything anyway. But anybody else, you want to, like, yoke them up and fuck them up if they eat anything in her kitchen. And I'll be like, this is, like, really funny. I'll be seeing her, like, going crazy and going off of anybody that touches her snack.
I don't blame you, Callie. I'm the same way.
Baby, don't play with my Little Debbie, honey. Dude, don't play with my Little Debbie, honey. It's an attitude. But now that I do the show, I got my pack of cigarettes. I even got a cup of cranberry juice, or I got a cup of water. And that's how I do the show now.
Well, Kareem, you'll be mad at me, girl, honey. Cause
I don't share no food.
You would never get a visit from me, cause you'd be mad, cause I'm gonna eat cakes and not ask you. Like, bitch, you got nerve to not even attempt to.
Audrey, when I tell you, Kareem, Audrey is fierce, bitch. Audrey, I know that's your favorite cake, and it might be 1 or 2 left, honey. And Audrey will eat it, bitch. You go back to look for that cake, bitch, and she gone. When I come out that kitchen, bitch, from getting that box or looking for that cake, and it be gone, bitch, and I come, and I'm loud already, so you know I'm mad it's my cake. Like, who got my cake? And Audrey said this. You got no opportunity. Yeah, it's Audrey, so you got no opportunity, bitch, to walk back in the room and just have an attitude. But now, bitch, if it was one of those kids, bitch, they would have motherfucking gagged, bitch. I'd have racked them so down, bitch. They would have been, bitch, they'd have been ready to get their shit and go back to their house, bitch. I'd have racked them down, bitch.
No, the sad part is they be knowing, but see, it'd be like the new kids that don't know that I could eat shit. So I'll come in and eat something, and they'd be like, bitch, do you know you just ate Kelly last cake? I'd be like, man. So in the way they'll say it, like, bitch, I want to see what the fuck she gonna do. Bitch, they be gagging like, oh, so Audrey the only one that can eat cakes in here, okay?
Bitch, you ain't motherfucking Audrey. Mind your motherfucking business, because I'm mad about my cake. They be like, oh, bitch, honey. Oh, bitch. But now there ain't no cakes in here, bitch. The only thing you gonna get in here, bitch, is some motherfucking yogurt. You gonna get some motherfucking yogurt, you gonna get some fruit, bitch, and you gonna get some motherfucking cranberry juice or some VA Splash or some VA Fusion. It is nothing in here, bitch. You better hope you get a box of cereal that got sugar in it up in here. Bitch, we are on a serious diet up in here, bitch. They be gagging how you like, girl, you ain't gonna cook? No, I'm not cooking, girl. You ain't gonna find no chicken? No, bitch. It's going in the oven. We baking. We baking a boiling, bitch. We on a diet, bitch, everybody. When I tell you, hold on, somebody buzzing me, hold on. Oh, we have a phone call, sorry, I didn't know. 973-687, you're on the air.
Oh my God, hello?
Yes, you on the air.
I didn't even know I was, like, in queue. This is Lollipop from the chat room.
Hey, Lollipop, what's up?
Hey, Lollipop.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
We good, how
doing fine.
Did y'all see the BC Honors tonight?
No, it was on?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, y'all missed it. Oh, yeah, they're telling me to tell y'all about this game I just found out about, too. In Philadelphia, there's, like, this thing that they do. They can erase, like, all your credit history for $300.
Ooh.
If you got bad credit, it's all going for $300.
That erase your bad credit, though.
This is not right.
Oh, that's not a lot to erase your bad credit. You need to put that link up in the chat room, because I know a lot of those girls need it.
You get a new start with life.
That's school loans and everything, right?
Okay.
Did you say it was a scam?
Yes, it's definitely a scam. You can't get your credit erased for $300. I mean, so you're doing it at your own risk. But one of my friends just did it, and it worked out good for her.
Yeah, and you know, I knew this other person that did it a while ago. But yeah, when something happens like that, it is your own risk. But if somebody else did it, and you already know that somebody did it, and somebody got a good chance of getting it and doing it, then baby.
I'll play boo boo the fool. I act like I don't know nothing.
Yeah, if your credit is a fool, bitch, you don't got nothing to lose, honey. Cause it's one bitch.
Well, just act like you don't know. The IRS call you, act like you don't know.
The one alone said they're going to get all your information and turn you out, bitch, after they clear your credit.
Exactly. I just read that.
Bitch. Girl, that's it, bitch. They take and clear your credit and get your credit score up to a nice thing, bitch, and start charging shit up to your credit, bitch. You be gagging, bitch. You be in more debt. You be in more debt than you was, bitch, when you started, bitch. $300, bitch, and they got you an A-plus motherfucking credit, bitch, and then you gonna look back at your credit and start doing shit yourself, bitch.
That's when you gotta change it.
Motherfucking name, bitch. Gagging.
That's when you gotta change it.
Bitch, you be gagging, bitch. Like, oh my God, bitch, your credit. You ain't, bitch. You owe people about $6,000 before you got to the bitch. And you motherfucking paid the $300, bitch. Now you owe $90,000, bitch, because you got a car beat your name, a house, a truck, and everything, bitch. Bitch, honey.
Oh,
you
my God.
Yep. Credit, bitch, my credit score. And they get to the year, bitch, you own a house in Alabama, bitch, and you got a motherfucking, you got a nice big motherfucking 2010 Explorer and all this shit, bitch. I be getting all these different bank accounts and shit. Oh, no, girl. Stick with my bad credit, honey.
And then you'll be sitting up on Dateline on a credit scam special.
Oh, bitch. Girl, gagging. Also be gagging, mistake. Like, bitch. Honey. Y'all pass the link out in the chat room and say, bitch.
Mm-mm.
Thank you for calling in, Lottie, honey.
Thank you.
Bitch. Bitch. Sorry, I didn't know why. My value was down. That's why I couldn't hear you buzzing me. My value was down. 224-436. You on the air. 224-436, you on the air. Okay, I guess not. Next caller, please. Okay, honey. 917-651, you on the air.
Andre.
Yes, you on the air.
Yes, Andre. Hello,
yes.
Everybody.
Hello.
Hey,
what's going on?
Andre, why don't you tell the ballroom world what me and you are going through?
explain
to the ballroom world, you know, our situation, since it's a ballroom situation, and I called other legends and icons today, and they read me and told me why did I do a certain situation. So now I thought it would be better if I bring it out to the ballroom scene so they can see if this is a situation that's bad or good. Because I texted you the other
if
day.
If you really,
come back.
Really,
come on, this is 2010.
Wait, let it go,
no,
man.
No,
I got
no.
this, baby. I got this. This is Shamel Mizrahi. I got this. If you really want me to bring this out on the radio, Shamel, it's all up to you, and I will.
I do. I'm giving you the permission to.
It's 2010.
Okay.
We don't have to have no more Mizrahi situations on the radio.
You just say it ain't a Mizrahi situation.
No, it really is a Mizrahi situation, but
you let other people outside the house know already. I already called someone, and someone read me today about the situation that was.
But you were completely wrong. You was
okay,
first
so
of all, you didn't even. First
wrong.
Of all, if you really get technical, you didn't even call me
it.
Back.
I did call you back.
No, you didn't, Shamel. Don't lie. It's not cute. It's giving us a lot too much. That's the problem.
I want you to explain the situation to the world because I'm getting read by other people outside of the house about the situation, so I feel like it is an outside-the-house situation.
Well, Shamel, I think if I bring it up...
Damn, that was good.
What do y'all want me to do? Y'all want me to bring this up?
No,
I know the situation. I found out today, so go ahead, bring it up.
It's up to us. It's a ballroom situation, so why not? It's not personal.
Okay. Okay, this is the situation. Shamel walked for the $10,000. He actually sent $75 to enter for the $10,000. I never picked up the money, period. I waited to get back home to pick up the money. I went to pick up the money and did not know the right passcode for it. I called Shamel and said, Shamel, what is the passcode? Because I'm here to pick up the $75, the entry fee for him walking for the $10,000.
Okay,
Shamel said, I do not remember.
Let me finish,
then you can tell your side. Let me finish.
Okay.
Shamel said, I do not remember the password. I'm going to call you back later with it. 2 days in past, I called MoneyGram, and MoneyGram said, I'm sorry, sir. The money been picked up, period. It's not in there no more.
Okay, is that it?
That's it.
Okay, why did I send you $75?
No, first of all, it was $70, not $75.
Well, why did I send you $70?
To walk for the 10K, am I correct?
Correct. And for 2 months, why did I wait so long to send you the $70?
Because you wanted to see if certain things could be hooked up in there. You just basically you wanted to see how.
No. Don't go around it. What was the main reason of me sending you waiting so long to find out if I could walk for the 10,000?
You tell me, because I thought it was basically to see what you have to fit in the building. Am I correct?
What did I have to fit in the building?
Oh, girl.
Okay, so wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, so I get where you're going. Listen to this. I get where you're going. I get where you're going.
Let's go there. We have to go there.
Okay, we're going there. I get where you're going. So you're saying
what you think is fair and what's
not. So why did you walk? So why did you walk and you could have got your money back? Am I correct?
How could I have not walked when I got to the building to get my car in the building? I couldn't get it in the building. And the whole reason why that I paid this $70, and I've been asking you and kept telling you even when you was calling me about the.
So you saying if the red car would have gotten in the building, you would have won?
I'll let you finish already. I'm not saying that. We're not being sarcastic right now. We're going with the facts.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being truthful about the situation. No, I'm not. Because the bottom line, you know what, I'm not going
to
make this out of an argument on the radio. Shamel, I'll speak to you later. You say what you're going
to
say so you won't say I cut you off.
You did, because I didn't get to speak my thoughts.
Well, speak, and then I'm going
to
shut up, and then you can go ahead. Say whatever you're going to say. Say it.
All I wanted to say was, from the beginning of me telling you that I was waiting to send you the $70 is because I kept asking you to ask the man, can I get a car in the building? Can I get a car in there? You told me, yes, that I can get the car in the building.
That's what the man told me.
Listen, let me finish. Let me finish. That's what the man told you. Right, correct. And you passed that on to me. So which, at the last minute, I did pay my $70. I rented this car. It's a lot of money that came out of my pocket went into the situation. I couldn't do my production because I was going to broke on top of the car. So X out me not getting the car in there. I couldn't even get along with my production on top of that. So with the money still being there that I did pay the fee, I would have thought that you would have thought that it was fair enough for me, since I only walked because I thought I was going to get my car in the building. I would think it was only fair for you to think that I at least get something back. Because I did have to take the money back and then resend it to you regardless. I texted you and told you I was. But I just didn't
Shamel,
about the situation. It was just between me and you. It had nothing
Shamel,
to do with
Shamel, are you finished?
Deal.
Okay, he said everything he had to say. Could y'all cut Shamel off? Thank you. Bye.
Wow. Oh, they wanted her to get flashed anyway. I'm sorry, Shamel.
That's a mess. So I guess he's supposed to just walk for free.
So, Andre, when you went to go get the money that he sent you and it wasn't there, what happened to it?
No, he took it out. He first of all, to me, I guess he lied and said he didn't remember the password. Why wouldn't you remember a password that you gave me to get money, because you made the password up? So he didn't remember that. So then when I went there, they was like, well, you got to get back in touch with whoever sent the money because they took it out today. That's exactly what the people told.
So I was like, okay, cool.
And that was the end of that. So I guess And, you know, I was supposed to send somebody else what he gave me to somebody. So I was like, well, I don't have it right now, but I'll send it to you because I can't send it to you because the money that I was supposed to send you, they didn't even send me. So it was a big story. It was just a big turnaround, whatever. But I guess he was mad because it was brung up, period. My bottom line is if I'm going to walk something, and I have to pay a fee for it, either I'm going to walk or not. If he would have came to the building and said, my car can't fit in here now, I'm not walking.
Give me my 75.
I'd have said, okay. So you're going to walk now? Because if you would have won, then it still wouldn't have been a problem for you getting no cash, and you would have been thinking about anything. But since you lost, now it's, oh, I'm going to take the $75 back. And he didn't even know nothing about the $75. I had to call him and say, well, you know, I never picked the $75 up, but I forgot the password. And I need to
have. But my thing is, like, if he wasn't sure whether or not the car was going to fit in the building because he didn't, you know, try it out beforehand, why didn't he just have, like, a backup production just in case it didn't go the way he planned it?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's my fault again. Everything is my fault these days.
Do we have any other callers?
No, I'm a broke unfortunate, so somebody said, Andre, you don't have $75. No, you want to give me $75? You could give me
$75.
Hold on.
I'm
always broke, every day.
706-714, you're on the air.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Andre? This is Aris. Okay, I have a comment about the last caller. Okay, like, Andre, you know I paid you my $75 after the club on New Year's, and I didn't walk for the $10,000, so either way it go, if he didn't walk, he walked. At least he got a chance to walk, you know what I'm saying? Me, you already know my situation why I didn't walk, $10,000. So I didn't complain about getting my money back, so why is he complaining and he walked? Just because you could get a car in the building is stupid. For real. Just come up with, like she said, like when they said, come up with another motherfucking production. You was in Virginia, you got a chance to walk. At least you got in the ball for free. You got into everything that weekend for free, so for real, you really only lost out on the money that you spent on the car. Compared to what you would have spent, you had to pay for getting the ball, pay to get in the party on Friday, and pay to get into the Rumble Ball.
Baby, everything is my fault these days.
Oh, the girls are so fierce.
Wow.
Girl, yeah, this is a kiki out here. Mind you,
it was about 10 people that paid that didn't even walk.
Mind you, I just found out about this. I just found out about this about an hour before the show. Honey, I found out about this.
Is this Chanel the one that got stuck on the rope during his production at the phone?
You know what, Cream? I'm going to run up out of this building.
What? I'm just...
That's not what he's telling me to just take
it. Oh, he over there with Kelly House.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Shamel over there with you?
Yeah, he was in the living room. He just came in the room. Just put him on the room.
Yeah, I knew he was, because I heard his voice. I knew he was over there or something, honey. But.
Really?
Oh, the girls are so fierce in this chat room. I love it.
But it's just more of a, this is why I think, you know, I think it's just my time to, I'm tired of being a blame for everything. It's like, I'm just to blame for everything that goes on, period, for the ballroom scene. You have bitches that do so much. I ain't even gonna say no names. You have bitches that do so much, period. But when a bitch like Andre do something faulty, if it's 30% faulty, they attack me like it's 100%. Which, don't get me wrong, everybody's supposed to be attacked if you do something faulty. I could deal with that. But what I can't deal with is when you attack me when it ain't even my fault and you attack me like I'm the blame for this when the next bitch is another whole blame.
Girl. He's pretty bad about the $75. I still hear him all the way in here.
He's mad because I think he wanted to sit here and argue with this for an hour or two, and I'm not, you know. I'm not going to say argue. If he want to argue with me, he know my number. And then I'm not going to argue with him that way. first of all, the bottom line is, he would have been better off if he was just said, Andre, I needed the $70. I took it. Bitch, you'll be all right. I'll give it to you later. I'm sorry. And ended it like that. Because if to me, just the bottom line, if Shamel didn't need the money at that time, he wouldn't have touched it. He just needed it. And that's the lie of a Gemini. I'm sorry if anybody is Gemini, Kelly, but some of these Geminis is a fucking fool.
Really? Baby, you can't categorize all of us together.
You're right.
We all
you're
different.
Right. You're right.
Really? Because I'm not like the rest of the Geminis. Hold on.
Some Geminis are bipolar.
Hold on, honey. Somebody just sent me something. Hold on.
I didn't want to do an iconic read because if I had did that, then he would have wanted to leave. And I love Shamel, and I don't want him to leave. But, you know, people leave for weird reasons today, honey.
Andre, they wanted me to ask you, they wanted to know, did you shut the VH after Ms. Rahi down yet?
No, I didn't do that. I try to think of so many different ways, and I didn't shut them down. But actually, Alexis is not on Ms. Rahi no more. She left. I guess she left because she said I read her on the radio last week. But I didn't read. I just retaliated because she read. So if she felt that I read, no, you read first. So I read back, and then she left. So
I'm gonna fuck you up. She read first, so I read back. Somebody sent me this link, and I'm putting the links in the chat room. It is too much. It is too much for me to be reading, honey. And I'm putting all three of the links that they sent me in the chat room, so you girls can go check it out for yourself. It's too much for me to be reading, honey. What the fuck?
And you know what? I tell everybody to bite bullets and everything, including myself. You know, y'all would gag, especially like Cream and Nature. You don't really like know me personally, but I know you. I don't know how long you've been like in the scene or watching me or whatever, but you would cringe at the day-to-day shit that come my way. You would really, like, really cringe.
So I can believe it. I can believe it.
From all kinds of people.
Hold on.
Is this that old dirt about Nadia? The girl can
yeah, but
that alone.
It says new. This is new now. Oh, shit, somebody said so is Capricorns, Andre.
Capricorns, I don't really know about Capricorns. They probably is. I don't know about them yet. I know about Geminis because I used to go with one, and I have a lot of people in my life that's Geminis that's close to me, like Kelly and Jack, and so I know a lot about Geminis. I can name five people that's Geminis that's close to me.
The girls are so fierce. Why do they keep leaking this false tea to these blogs about people in the ballroom scene? I think that shit is so tired.
They got nothing else better to do. Hold on. 443-803, you're on the air.
Oh, somebody have a question. Well, we could get it after that. Go ahead.
443-803, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Oh, I didn't even know I was up on cue. What's up?
What's up? Who this?
Oh, this Dior from the chat room.
Hey, Dior, what's good?
Hey, Dior.
Hey, shit, what's up, y'all? What's up?
Did I hear you say
you ain't hit you ain't watched the BET Honor Awards?
Oh, I didn't.
Damn, you missed a good show.
I heard it was good, dude. I heard it was good, though. I'm going to catch some of it on YouTube. You know, they always throw the best. Who was the baddest bitches that was performing? Because, you know, they throw everything on YouTube after that.
Patti LaBelle.
Okay.
And Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige really took the show, though.
Baltimore? You, like, born and
yeah.
raised in Baltimore? You could tell.
Yeah.
Y'all, everybody from Baltimore got this accent. Like, you could tell when y'all from there.
Yeah, born and raised.
Thank you for calling in, Andre.
Yeah.
All right, but I was just listening.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Dion. Somebody wanted to know what's your sign, Andre?
Scorpio.
Andre's a Scorpio.
This is a question somebody sent me over. I have a question that I never got to ask. Why did you make Larry and Erica a mother and father in the Ohio Kentucky area. Okay, Larry is like Kentucky Anna father of that whole area, period. And Erica is the mother of Kentucky, so it's a difference of the weight that they both hold. Larry, I always wanted Larry because when I think of Kentuckiana, period, he's one of the highest names over there that runs balls and everything else, and I really like Larry's period. I like him as a person. And the same with Erica. She when she don't have a cup in her hand, she's a wonderful lady. And I respect her too, but yeah, she's the mother of Kentucky, and Larry's the he's the father of Kentuckiana, like that whole area, everybody over there. So that's basically why it was Larry first, and then Larry wanted her to help too, and I seen her for it, so I said yeah. So that's why, because I see both of them, and I really see Larry, 100%.
Early.
Andre, they want to know, what do you think about Laomi's excuse for her not coming to the $10,000 ball because the needle broke, so they couldn't finish her effect the night on the ball, and how you feel about that?
Well, I can't say, and when I say this, I'm not on no one's side because Laomi, you know, me and Laomi do go through our little problems, but I don't think it was shade, because if it's $10,000, you're going to have a headache if you can't walk after you try to get your shit together. You know what I'm saying? So I could actually see me saying, you know what, bitch, I don't want to sit here and watch these fucking bitches walk when I know I'm one of the ones everybody's going to want to see perform. And she is one of the ones. You know, a lot of people would come just to see Laomi perform any day. So, I don't blame her for not coming in the building if she couldn't walk for $10,000. I know I would.
These girls always want to stir up some motherfucking shit, bitch. That's your bitch's problem, honey. Honey, bitch, you're going to have to show me how to work this. I'm sitting here, bitch. I got a lot going on, honey. How you doing? Hold on. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
So is this the famous Kelly Mizrahi and Andre? Hi.
Yes, who's this?
That ball was late, and I hope you girls got your fucking coins for this next function y'all gonna have. Tight ass Mizrahis.
Late.
Now I'm on here to read.
No, if you was a bad bitch, mistake, you wouldn't be calling with a private number, and you'll say who the fuck you are if you was really calling to read, bitch.
Oh, she took off?
Mistake, Gotti. Why you are? No, you should have left her on.
So you could go ahead. You was going to argue with her, Kelly?
Oh, bitch, she should have left.
Callers.
She hung up, honey. She hung up. 910-826. You on the air.
Oh,
910-826, you're on the air.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Ms. Zarahi from North Carolina. I'm a new girl, and first and foremost, the caller that just called, she's very late because I really wanted to read her, and I was reading her, and I thought I was on the air, but it's no shade. But I wanted to say hi to my father, Andre. Hi to Kelly, too, because I didn't get to meet you guys at the VA ball because I was, like, under influence. But I live. And I just want to introduce myself. I'm good. Don't give me too much, girl. I'm nervous, girl. I ain't been on no air before.
You're nervous, honey. You're nervous. And you said you want to say hi to your father, Andre. You want to say hi to Kelly. I'm your mother. So let's get it together.
Hey, mother. I'm nervous now because it just like hit me off guard because you said, that's it. You're on the air. And it was like, damn, girl. I ain't know what to say, girl, because I had a whole bunch of shit to say, but the caller before I began kind of threw me offline. Then I was like, girl, we ain't going to never get on this air, girl. I don't know why. You know, I'm trying to say we just listening.
What's going down there? Who are you with? Whatever business are you with?
Well, actually, I'm with my sister. She's a 007. Her name is AA. And she the one who gave me the number and hooked me onto this. And I was like, girl, let's go ahead and let me call her and see what the tea is.
I'm really in North Carolina.
I know that's right. North Carolina's in the building.
Yeah. I hope that can't wait to see you guys on the 20th of February. We're going to turn it again.
I'll be there.
I didn't get to go off of Virgin and VA, but it was all right. I'm going to show improvement, show and tell in February 20th. So tell all the girls who have the shade against the myth, us, just bring it to the runway, girl. We're going to be classy about it. But we're going to perform on you girls.
Okay, I'll be there.
Well, it was nice talking to everyone, and I love mother and I love father. Y'all know I'm nervous. That's the only reason I'm acting like this. Y'all better just see me in person. It'll be more of a casual and more, I'll be more prepared.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Next caller. Oh, my God. Next caller, we have one. Oh, my God. 585-490. You're on the air. Is that The Rock? 585-490. You're on the air. Oh, my God. Okay, next caller. Ernie. Next caller, we have one. Oh, hold on. 585-490. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air from The Rock.
Hi, Kelly. It's Mother Kiki. How are you?
Kiki, I knew it was Rock. I knew it was the Rock, honey. I know that area code. What's going on, mother? Hello? Audrey?
Well, I'm here.
Oh. What happened to Kiki?
I don't know.
Oh, that was Mother Kiki. Mother, call back in. That's Mother Kiki Blondie, honey. The Rock Channel. Honey. Kiki, call back in. Something happened to the phones. Call back in. That's my sister, Kiki. 404-389. You're on the air. 404-389. You're on the air.
Everywhere is a fool.
404-389. You're on the air. Okay, I guess not. Next caller, please. Honey, these girls be playing around with these phones, honey. Why are you playing with these phone callers, honey? Kiki, you back?
Yes, girl, this phone is tripping.
What's he?
Nothing,
hello?
Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on.
I was just going to say that I'm a new fan of the radio show. You guys are doing your thing. I live, hey, Andre, and
hey.
Stuff like that. And just wanted to shoot out, you know, a little shout-out to my Blahnik family and, you know, a little promotion about our R10 ball, May 22nd. I hope everybody's excited and everybody's definitely going to be in the building in Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it big, $1,000 every category. And I just wanted to make sure, you know, everybody's putting it out there and stuff like that. So, thanks.
No, that's right. Thanks, Kiki, for calling in.
And definitely, Kelly, you know what I'm saying, a fellow diabetic sister, you know what I'm saying? We got to look out for each other. Leave the cakes alone and shit like that. It's hard.
Yeah, girl, trust me, girl. I know it's hard, girl, and I
yes,
love
man,
a little Debbie.
It's hard boots.
And then it's two hard things. It's really hard for her because the bitch is fat and then she diabetic. So it's like two things at once.
Oh, honey, that's my problem too, honey. Me and peanut M&Ms and tropical Starburst. But anyways, I mean, like I said, just stayed up a little while today. My birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, boo. You know, I'm turning 28 tonight and shit like that, so. Just up here watching movies and stuff. So I just decided to listen in and send a shout out to my fam and, you know, salute you guys and all that good shit. So keep up the good work and I'll be on tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you. That was Mother Kiki Blahnik all the way from The Rock, upstate New York. How you doing, mother? Happy birthday. Yes, we see you. Honey, yes. Next caller, we have one. Bitch. girls, the girls, these old lemon-ass bitches on these judges panel, honey. I'm still plucked at these girls, Miss Day. But, Andre, you have to see her, Andre. She looked at something. She looked at, like, something straight out of the motherfucking Attica motherfucking correctional facility motherfucking yard, Miss Day, Andre.
You stupid, bitch. You stupid.
It's Andre, when I tell you I gagged, bitch, she gave me straight up yard teeth, Andre. Like, she was about to go in, Andre. I got my life, bitch, Andre. I really did. I got my life.
That's your daughter that was voguing.
No, my daughter that was going to beat the judge last night, honey.
Oh.
She gave me straight up, bitch. I'm in the yard in Attica, bitch. I'm about to put my shake on my motherfucking titty, bitch, and stab this motherfucker in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was exclusive. It was exclusive. I loved every minute of it, honey. You know, I'm loud. I'm still loud and stuff, but, you know, I don't be fighting anymore. But from time to time, honey, I live for all the madness and shit, bitch. It is a key mistake. Oh, and the girls, I forgot to tell you, mistake. I'm not going to say who mistake, but the girls seem to always pop before the end of the function, mistake. You see the girls at the function, mistake, and by the time the end of the function is over, mistake, the girls is always gone, mistake. I be gagging at this queen, Miss Day. Why did you hit it out the building, Miss Day, after you paid your coins to get in? You be gone, like, midway through the function, Miss Day. I be gagging at this queen, Miss Day. I guess you know my wolves is out there.
Kelly, who was the judge that was going to get attacked?
I don't even know the child's name, Miss Day, that she was going to attack. They said the child she was going to attack, Miss Day, wasn't the right child she was supposed to attack. She was supposed to attack the judge next to him. But I don't remember who she was supposed to attack with. It was just so funny to me, bitch. When she just went up there, Roger, she was sitting there, and she, mind you, because she was sitting there, and she was watching the battle just as well as I was watching the battle. And she getting ready. I'm tired of these bitches trying to Mizrahi's mistake. I get the way, what are you? I get the way, God, calm down, mistake. Bitch, the next thing I know, baby, Miss Day was out there. She had on her tights and her boot, Miss Day. She came and sat back down, honey, because Jack cooled her off, Miss Day. The next thing I know, this bitch was out, and she had her motherfucking tube socks on, honey. And she was in the middle of the floor, bitch, looking like she had her shake and her motherfucking head ready to go and stab the children up.
Oh,
honey.
Wow. That's too much.
It was crazy, honey. I didn't even know who she was talking about because it was just so funny to me, bitch. I was just laughing. It was just too funny to me. I was just laughing. I was just laughing out, honey. Honey, I'm going to give a big shout-out to all the girls in the chat room, all 58 of you girls in the chat room, all the phone callers that's on the phone line, and let all the girls know in 21 days, honey, we have been here for a year, honey, and we're going to do a big on the 23rd. How you doing? 404-389, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
My name is Nate, a.k.a. Osmond Rahi. And I just wanted to say, for all you beginners out there, don't be scared to walk. I mean, yeah, a lot of people will sit out here and read and talk about you, but, hey, they talk about the best of them, you know what I'm saying? They talk about Andre and look at him now, you know? So, like, I mean, I see a lot of people out here putting these beginners down because of how they vogue look, but you got to start somewhere, you know? We just start, like, showing confidence and complimenting them and telling them, you know, yeah, you're okay, but you need to work on that or you need to work on this, you know? Like, start putting these beginners down because they vogue look a fool or they runway look a flop. Like, let's help them, you know? So I just wanted to say that, you know, to bring in the 2010 as far as the beginners, that was all.
Okay, thank you. I know that's right. The children are going off.
These girls are so fierce.
Do y'all think Spider Grand Prize is bringing, like, Mr. Gaga? Y'all even know how she dressed, so it shouldn't be hard to bring a Mr. Gaga. Am I correct?
Who is Mr. Gaga, Andre?
No, it ain't no Mr. Gaga, but basically what we're saying is, you see Lady Gaga, if she had a husband, he was going to dress like her, but in a masculine schoolboy way. So you find a way to look like Lady Gaga in a masculine way. Like, it could be done.
So it's got to be like an effect that she would do, but it's got to have like a schoolboy theme to it?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
For the best dress category or the realness
category?
No, that's
just for schoolboy, for realness. It's for schoolboy, yeah.
Schoolboy realness, and they got to bring in like Mr. Gaga.
Yeah.
Ernie, I know that's right, Ernie. I hear in North Carolina they have a category like that. The runway category is like that in North Carolina. I want to see what the girls come out and look like.
That bitch don't play the rope. Miss Gaga don't play, ho. That bitch don't play the rope. If you don't understand it, you better learn it.
Andre, do you know who made her dress for the red carpet?
She got a team full of people that actually makes all her clothes, and she didn't come out of that team of people because I was listening to her talk one day, and she said she don't want to get too big. She stays with the friends that she have, and everybody's in her circle that do all the things that need to be done, and she's not coming out of her circle because that's where she feels that gets all the, you know, popularity in her name and this and that. So, you know, and that's good because a lot of people do get, you know, a big head and get too fame and then let the white people bottom out, or black people, it don't even matter.
But, no, but she collaborated with a designer, and her dress was a label that she wore on the red carpet.
Okay, so I don't know which one it was. Nope.
It was Giorgio Armani.
Oh, I know that. Which one? Which dress?
The dress when she looked like Glinda from The Wizard of Oz when she first showed up.
Yeah, and it was the white one. The white one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hot, too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That is an effective lady.
So, yeah, and what I love about it is she's weird, but she's so effective. That's what's hot.
Yeah, and whenever she performs, she always gives you a show. It don't matter if it's on a talk show or if she's at a concert. That lady always gives you a show.
Oh, they got tag team performance for $1,000, I think, somewhere in St. Louis because she was acting for partners and shit, so I think they have tag team performance down there for $1,000. So I don't know who ballers down there, if you're listening to me. Who ballers in St. Louis this weekend? Tag team.
How do y'all feel about the $1,000 that they're giving away for Drake Villains at the VA, at the North Carolina Awards Ball?
Her dress was made, the dress she had on the red carpet was made by Giorgio Armani.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She definitely had a situation where she said she don't come too much out of her team. Because a lot of her teammates makes her clothes with the big shoulders and this and that and this and that. But that's how. But she's always hot to me.
Yeah. I love Beyonce's dress. Her dress was everything. The black one she had on that she performed in, and motherfucking the dress she accepted her award in.
I thought that black dress that she performed in looked like something Rihanna would have probably worn. And I just think Beyonce need to do something different. She's starting to bore me.
Bitch, but what you call it? Who else? Jennifer Lopez, bitch. I did not like that motherfucking, I did not like what she had on, bitch. She looked better when she goes to the motherfucking football games that her husband owned half of the teams. What do y'all think?
Who was that again?
Jennifer Lopez.
I didn't see it because I never seen the awards. I just seen the after effects. I didn't see the awards. I actually was watching, I seen everything afterwards, but I never seen what Jennifer had on.
She lost a lot of weight. The dress was nice. I just don't think it looked right for her. She did look nice, though.
So
you know who looked good, bitch? Miss fucking Jennifer Hudson.
Yes, she... Oh.
Miss Jennifer Hudson looks fucking fabulous, mistake.
I don't know what that lady been doing, but she lost some weight, and she still got a cute shape to her, and I thought she looked really good.
They said Victoria Beckham styled her.
Yeah, her dress was by Victoria Beckham.
Bitch, work, Miss Jennifer Hudson. Honey, that was really cute, honey. And that bow snatch, she was snatched, Miss Tate. That's the first time I've seen her out of a wig or a weave. Miss Tate, that bow snatch was really cute, honey.
Did you see what Britney Spears had on? She looked a fool.
I didn't even see her. I didn't even know she was
what
there.
What she had on?
she had on a fishnet dress that was by Dolce & Gabbana, and she had on fishnet stockings with black shoes. Her hair wasn't done, and she looked like she gained weight. She looked a mess.
Oh, darling. Bitch. How about, hold on, we got a caller. 267-206, you're on the air. 267-206, you're on the air. Okay, one more time, 267-206, you're on the air. Nope. 716-390, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm just listening.
Oh, thank you for just listening, baby. Next call if I have one. Hold on. Something just came across. Oh, shit. Why did you send me the link?
I just saw it.
You see it?
Oh, Beyonce, that's terrible. Your stylist is supposed to be up on that.
Oh, mistake.
The black dress?
Yes, you see the link, Andre?
Yeah, I see it.
Oh, mistake. Oh, mistake, that's fierce, mistake. What's going on, Miss Beyonce? Did y'all girls in the chat room get that link, mistake? Let me send it to y'all girls in the chat room, honey.
Oh, they posted a picture of Britney Spears. She looks so fierce. I'm sorry.
Hold on, I'm sending y'all a link, honey, that would just got sent over to me.
Like a crackhead.
Oh, mistake, she looks fierce, mistake.
Britney looked like a third grader, bitch.
Miss Britney Spears looks so horrible, Miss A. But her face looks good, Miss A, and the weight really looks good on her. Did y'all catch Miss Beyonce? Miss motherfucking Beyonce stole Miss Rihanna's dress, Miss A. What the fuck? Miss A, that's fierce, honey.
You know what's funny? It seems like ever since she came out with this new look and this new thing of hers, she hasn't worn nothing that her mother's created in a long time.
Rihanna's picture is eating it. They showed a picture of Rihanna wearing the same dress.
Yes. It's fierce.
That Beyonce had on.
Oh, shit. Somebody said, no, Kelly. Jay-Z gave it to her.
You know what?
I'm a fucked up bitch.
I just want her to get a new look, a new hairdo. She's just, every time she comes out, it's so repetitive.
Comfortable. First of all, they should be honored to be who they are, and that's why it's harder to be another Michael or harder to be bitches that really made stamps, because they never rest. Anytime you step out, you make a difference. Don't get tired of your name because you up there already. If you stay up there and stay on top of who the fuck you are, you would break barriers for the age you're going to and the things that you're doing. A lot of them get so comfortable and don't care no more, and that's where it comes from. That's exactly where it comes from.
434-825, you're on the air. 434-825, you're on the air. Okay.
It's like a lion.
Yes, her lace fronts are tired. She needs to get a new color, a new style, a new something, because,
I don't know. 434-825, you're on the air. Well, I guess you're not on the air, honey. Bitch, I'm not going to sit here and drain my voice out, honey. I got jury duty in the morning, honey. The fuck, honey? Going to put a bitch in jail tomorrow. Oh, 314-458, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Michi. Hey, Andre. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
I was just calling, you know, anytime you talk about Beyonce, I gotta chime in. So, no, she looked a fool last night. I mean, it's just no originality, just nothing. She always looked the same. Her and Mariah are just stuck in this rut where they just don't want to do anything different. So,
yeah, and that's what
whatever.
It is. They stuck on their names and they're so fab right now. But that's what brings your value down. It might not hit you in 1 month, but when Lady Gaga coming out and eating it, you ain't going to start hearing, you only hearing her. No, you make that bitch cringe, too. You slap her in the face, bitch, with something new. And that's what I gag with these star bitches. Let me be one of their stylists, but they wouldn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. An album of the year was Shade last night. That's all I got to say.
Thank you for calling in, Michi. Yes, jury duty tomorrow, bitch. Jury duty. Honey, how you doing?
My album of the year.
Taylor Swift.
Who? Ashanti looked like a high schooler.
Taylor Swift, what album of the year? They felt sorry for her.
Give me a link to Ashanti. Find out what she was wearing and give me a link to her Kiki.
Ashanti was there? Bitch, they talking about
I have
to go
blonde, black, blue. Bitch, let me be a stylist to the right bitch. I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. I bet you their name approve. It won't go lower.
Oh, another person that looked a fool was Maya. Her foundation was 6 times lighter than her natural skin tone. She looked a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Lady Gaga is with Sinned, bitch.
Hey,
oh, somebody put a link in to the girls on the red carpet. Beyonce looked good when she came in. I think she should have kept this dress on. Do you see the link, Reverend A. Chat?
Yeah, I saw it. But, you know, they never keep on the clothes that they come to the shows in.
Bitch, she should have left that on, bitch.
Yeah, that dress was hot that she came in on, bitch.
Yes, that dress was hot that she came in on.
Oh.
Honey, that dress was really hot that she came in on. Rihanna's dress was really cute. I think it was just too much going on at the top. Miss Miley Cyrus really looks cute. Honey.
Oh, no, Miss Thing Dress is eating it, that she bitch. Miss motherfucking Rihanna was sitting.
Yeah, Miss Carrie Underwood head is so big, Miss Thing.
What? Who's the faggot? What's his name again? The faggot that gave you the, it looks like he got a 27 piece. I forgot his name. He's a white singing faggot. He looked like American Idol or something. Honey, I don't know.
Adam Lambert.
Who is he?
Adam Lambert.
Oh, okay. Is he from American Idol?
Yeah, he's the one who won.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he don't he look like he got like a 27 piece?
Cream.
Yeah.
Who do you think should have won Album of the Year?
To be honest, I would have liked to see Lady Gaga have won it, but if not her, then Beyonce. But I don't think... Like, Taylor Swift, she did slay everybody on the charts. Like, her album just would not go down. But I'm sorry, like, when I think about Impact, for that lady to have came out of nowhere and nobody to not even know who she was, and then she's just getting all of this, like, I'm sorry, I just think Lady Gaga should have won.
Well,
we could talk about men, too. Miss Taylor Fierce, Miss fucking, what's his name? Drumline, honey, the boy.
Nick Cannon?
Yeah, that suit with this white shirt with a top, he looks fierce.
Miss Jennifer Hudson looks fucking fabulous, bitch.
Yeah, she looks, she really do look good.
Miss Pink outfit was cute, too.
Oh, Miss motherfucking Wyclef looks a fucking fool. Wyclef looks a fool, Miss Day. Miss Carrie Hilson, she really looks...
Mary J. Blige looked too plain to me.
Yeah, that dress was very plain.
Yeah, it was very, okay, I'm just here.
And you know what else is funny? A lot of the people that showed up to the Grammys, they actually were dressed better at the pre-Grammy show than they were when they came to the actual Grammys. It was so strange.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson looked great, bitch.
Yes, Jennifer Hudson looks fabulous.
That weight loss is eating it on her, bitch.
Yes.
She still looks, you know how some people can lose weight but don't look healthy in the face? She looks great.
She looks good. I really like it. Work, Miss Jennifer.
Why Clef look fierce? There could be a better suit than that.
Oh, that look a fool.
Why men don't think they could just, everybody, they pay the men no mind and just go for the cunts? It's the men look fierce. What are you gagging at this?
Miss Say, I'm gagging at my motherfucking screen, honey. This fucking iMac is a fucking fool, Miss Say. Yeah. She does all different types of things. I don't know who this black cunt is. I think my iMac screen won't go over.
Legend or whatever, something legend.
Oh, Sierra looks good. I didn't even recognize her. 212-365, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you on tonight? I'm a listener, and I was trying to comment about the Beyonce comment. I disagree with you all so wholeheartedly. I'm a fan of the radio show, and it's amazing, but I think Beyonce is phenomenal. Her performance was phenomenal. I think the Etsy style she portrayed the song. The song was portraying a woman.
don't think Switchboard agree with you, girl.
Miss Snooki, she looks cute too. But on that note, we have to wrap it up. I got jury duty in the morning. Creamination, say goodnight to the girl.
Good night, everybody.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall mother, the East Coast mother, the awesome Ms. Rahi. Whatever you do, practice safe sex, and make sure you do definitely wrap it up. We'll be back here tomorrow night for another installment of the show. Love you all. Take it away, Andre.
Okay. Sean said it didn't look too bad. It looked like somebody found that dress, though, and put a piece on the back of it. That's a fool. Everybody take it easy. Love y'all for all. Love everybody in the chat room. Love everybody. Be safe. We'll definitely see y'all tomorrow. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Jungle Cat, I've done this before. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Don't want no money. Shit's ugly. Just want your sex. Take a bite of my bad girl, me. Take a bite of me. Show me your teeth. Let me see your mean. Got no direction. I need direction. Just got my vamp. Take a bite of my bad girl, me. Take a bite of me, boy.
Show me your teeth.
I'm truly sexy. Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man on it's for all right. Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth. Tell me when. Show me your teeth. Open your mouth, boy. Show me your teeth. Show me what you got. Show me your teeth. Got no salvation.
No salvation.
Got no salvation. Got no religion.
No religion.
No religion of you. Take a bite of my back.